Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. BB's here as we are in Katy, right off 99. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and you need to be here and come hang out as we are having a good time. Heather is taking care of, I believe, everybody in this bad boy. Reggie's out here. Patrick Creighton's out here. It's a good time being had, and you can still win plenty of prizes, including Texans tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I am going to warn you, you're going to be angry, especially Clint will be, and Tyler probably as well, when I tell you the lineup today. I would assume it would be time to get rid of the planned day offs. But
oh, no, man. Don't worry about that.
Not today, after you just moved it to a first-place tie. I will read the lineups to you, and there is some Lance McCullers news potentially. The lineup today.
Tight forearm?
No, I don't know yet. We'll see. He's not listed on the lineup card, and Colton Gordon is, and so he's got to come up for somebody. According to Chandler Rome, Lance McCullers Jr. is not listed on the lineup card. Colton Gordon can only be coming up to replace a player going on the injured list. So we'll see, and maybe something's happening there.
Did you make it up, or is he insinuating that that's
I'm just reading what Chandler Rome of the Athletic
could potentially
said.
Be Lance.
Yeah, he's the only one not on the lineup.
Oh,
card.
I got it. I follow you now. I'm there now. Out. It took me a while to process, and I'm with you now.
Here is the lineup today. Correa leads off. He's playing shortstop.
Wow, leadoff.
Yes, Jeremy Pena needs.
Oh, hell.
Jeremy Pena needs a day off. Carlos Correa leading off, playing shortstop. Alvarez is the DH. Altuve batting third, playing second. Sanchez is batting cleanup in the outfield. Caratini is catching tonight. And then Christian Walker is at first base. Jake Myers in center. And then this Cole fella. He is getting a start in the outfield today. Just called up, and he is getting a start in the outfield today. And then Mauricio Dubon is playing third tonight. So that is the lineup. Why not break him in? Break him in as Zach Cole gets his first start as the game or as the division lead is up and they're tied with the Mariners. Zach Cole gets his major league debut. He gets to go today in the outfield, and Jeremy Pena is out. I'm guessing a planned rest day.
Well, you see, here's like I thought Zach Cole. I saw it, and I'm excited to see the young fella. Apparently, a big time prospect. That's swung the bat well in the lower levels, and so I'm excited to see him. I was under the impression that Zach Cole would get that run the minute that. Sanchez had to face a left-handed pitcher, because his numbers, I believe, versus a lefty are south of Melton's overall numbers. So I thought Zach was, I didn't know he was going to get up, so he was going to come up so Pena could have him an off day. Excuse me, I mean, what are we doing? I'm telling you, man.
Jeremy.
I'm trying to do the
Jeremy
best I can.
Jeremy Pena, baby.
There's a wild level of arrogance.
Just planned this, off day.
This is silly.
Planned off day.
This is silly. No Jake yesterday. No Pena today. We just gonna rest some 300 hitters, boys. If you're hitting over 300, you're gonna get a day off, no matter what the situation.
I
don't like it. As you can imagine,
well,
don't like it.
Of course you shouldn't like it. I didn't think Jeremy Pena was gonna sit down today. I thought you might get the full lineup today. I thought that might be the deal. Nope. We'll see. We'll see what they do. Interesting decision there to go for the Astros. Again, if you missed the lineup, Correa, Alvarez, Altuve, Sanchez, Caratini, Walker, Myers, Cole, Dubon, and Murray is pitching.
Jaden Murray on the ball.
Jaden Murray and Cole in this bad boy together. Why not, man? Biggest game of the year? Why the hell not?
We'll see. So they're in Atlanta.
Got
that's
a McCullers update for you if you want it.
Oh, please.
Oh,
give it
hell
to
yeah.
us.
Let's
it involves the injured list.
Nah. No, not Lance.
Jim,
no,
thank you, man.
No, let me give you this update.
It better not be a damn blister.
Astros GM Dana Brown a little while ago on the flagship. McCullers is on the IL with right hand soreness, and he is headed back to Houston right now. Paredes will take live batting practice tomorrow in Florida, and he is, quote, very confident they have a chance to get Paredes back. That's the latest from the GM who keeps it real, boys.
I'm not laughing, man. He tried to back up that right hand, that right hand injury to get him to the IL.
No, Ron, all joking aside, this is what I was talking about
yesterday. To let us know that Paredes may be back.
But this is what I was talking about yesterday, man. This is what it's come to with Lance McCullers. And I'm not complaining. The reality is that this is where we're at with Lance McCullers. But how quickly it happened with Lance. I mean, Lance has been so bad that they bumped. Like, when you need a third and fourth starter, I mean, you need a competition. Hell, you don't need – I mean, you just need a competition to get to who that third and fourth guy is going to be. And Lance hadn't even pitched well enough to stay in that. And now, all of a sudden, he gets bumped to the bullpen, and he pisses down his leg there. And it's been so bad that it's like – like I'm legitimately worried about Lance McCullers not being on his team, and now we got a sore right. The minute I heard his, go back on what's my man's name that announced that gave that the reporter.
Oh, is it Chandler?
Chandler Rome. Yesterday, Chandler Rome said that my man at the pitcher that got called up.
Oh, Murray.
No, not the one pitching tonight. The one that got called up is taking Lance's place.
Oh, Blue Ball? Or who are you talking about?
You just mentioned his name. Nonetheless, the minute he said that the only way Lance could go down is if
Colton Gordon.
Colton Gordon. Sorry. The only way Colton Gordon could come up is if Lance McCullers, or if there was an injury.
To Lance McCullers.
No, to anybody.
To anybody, yeah.
And when I saw, I said, boy, Lance is in trouble.
Well,
That's how bad it's gotten for Lance. The minute I heard, like, this pitcher can't come up unless it's an injury issue.
Bury me in the H.
You got to make something up about Lance. Well, he's the only one you can bail.
And he was the only one that didn't put on the lineup card.
Well, this is before all that. This was yesterday when Chandler suggested that the only way that Colton Gordon could come back up is if somebody if via injury, and any injury to any Astro.
And I went,
oh boy, Lance, it's gonna be Lance. Look out, man.
They came up with right hand soreness.
They didn't go with forearm and elbow.
It's not ideal.
They got to stay away from his elbow and his forearm, bro. They're gonna scare folks.
Text line coming in. Right hand soreness, dude. Making too much coffee. Guess he skipped the cold brew.
Has anybody been to his coffee shop yet?
No.
I'm going.
Because
I feel for him, man. It's the least I can do is go buy a coffee at a spot.
Right hand soreness. All right, Lance. Damn it.
What would you do if we went in there and they were making all the coffee with their left hand only?
This is getting out of control. So Lance goes to the IL. What is it? Does it matter? Is it 15? Yes, 15 days. Lance is being placed on the 15-day IL due to soreness in his right hand. All right.
Well, the one thing with Lance.
I wonder who got to pick it.
The one positive with Lance is it was probably an agreement. Don't say it's my forearm. Don't say it's my elbow. I've had too much trouble.
Yeah, who picked the blister? Who picked it? Who picked the injury?
I mean, if you're Lance, you can stay in somewhat a good frame of mind because it's just a matter of time before somebody else's arm falls apart and you're the only option they have.
They played Twister.
Yeah, I mean – at some point, it's just like, hey, man, come on back up, Lance. We need another arm in that bullpen.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. He was so bad in the bullpen, I'd rather him start. I mean, he's made a strong case for him to, like, what
I
he said.
I told you, bury me in the bullpen.
You know what?
Baby.
He told us. He told us when he came back, he said, it's harder to come out of the bullpen with coming off injury like this than it is to be a starter. He told us it never should have happened. Espada must not have listened.
By the way, somebody wants to get into a fight with you on YouTube and Twitch. Oh, Robert said, I disagree with you on the dark rue. It's not the best for you. Maybe dark rue is something new. As far as I'm concerned, it tastes burnt to me. I like – calm down. I like it more dark.
I don't like it dark. It's just me. Somebody's trying to fight you, man.
Well, no, I mean, the fact that he said it's just me, he ain't trying to fight me. He just got an opinion. I'm fine. If you like that creamy pinkish tannish roux and all your etouffees and gumbos and stuff, that's cool. I'm not mad at you about it. I'm just not going to order it. I mean, I'm not eating.
The dark roux is a very serious thing for you. That's one of the first things I learned.
We're talking about my favorite food on the planet. We're not talking about just a preference along at a restaurant. We're talking about my favorite food on the planet. When you're talking about Cajun food in general, but if you're talking about a gumbo in particular or an etouffee, crawfish, etouffee, or any kind of gumbo, it's got to be a dark roux. For me, I don't mean to offend anybody out there. Hell, I'm okay with it. Do whatever you want to do. But for me, if it's not dark, I don't want it. Period. And I'm going to tell you, hey, go to Papa Do's and eat that two crawfish. Well, I probably shouldn't say that. I'm just saying.
Or come right here to BB.
I don't know. I only say I don't know what they're. I don't know what it is here. I've not had the etouffee here. I don't know. I just know that the roux at Papa Do's etouffee is dark roux, and that is the staple for me.
That's the staple.
I don't know what the roux is here. I know what their gumbo here is. Yeah. I don't know what the crawfish etouffee is.
Gumbo was dark.
Give me about an hour. I'll let you know.
As Tyler said.
Yeah, coming up next. Appreciate you, T.
Shout out, brother.
Somebody will be a winner for a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not done so, put your name in the raffle box.